Welcome to the newest episode of
Thrifting Minds podcast. Welcome back, guys. We've missed you.
It's been a hot little minute.
Yes, it has been a hot little minute, but a much needed hot little minute, right?
I couldn't say it better myself, Dom. How are you doing today? Tell us, tell me, tell all of our listeners, what have you been up to? You have some pretty big news for today specifically. What happened? What did you do earlier today?
Oh, Mary. Yes. So today I officially opened my business account for Thrifty Fills LLC.
You can't see it, but we're doing a little dance.
through the Zoom. Mm-hmm. But, I'm super excited about it. I feel like, you know, the biggest issue usually with women in business, and particularly people of color, is the lack of education, the lack of like knowledge, and the lack of people paying it forward to spread that knowledge. And for me, I was able to go to a bank where it was predominantly, well, actually it was a Black-owned bank in Austin. She's like the branch manager of her bank, and all of her employees are people of color, which is amazing. Whoa. And on top of that, she recommended me a bookkeeper to also help me keep up with my inventories and like my receipts and stuff. So not only did she advise me, but she also gave me another person of color to be able to give my money to and also support me as well. So yeah, big thanks for Thrifty Fills, Mary.
That's awesome. That's so beautiful. How long have you been planning this, Dom? Because I know I've been on this journey, I think, with you since the beginning. I remember when you were still trying to think of a name for your brand, and you said, what do you think about, you had one, and then you had Thrifted Feels, and I was like, you need to go with Thrifted Feels. I'm going to go on record saying
Vintage Feels. I think it was Vintage Feels and Thrifted Feels, but then I was like, Mary, I'm not vintage. You know, like, I'm a little bit of vintage, but mm-hmm. I'm not claiming that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm claiming that I'm thrifted, you know, like, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been like almost 2 years that I've been, well, actually a year that I've really been thinking like, okay, this is getting serious. Like, I'm actually, you know, having, getting money from this and also giving back to my community. So I'm like, I need to like do it right. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is like starting off on the right foot. And I did that today, and I'm excited to see 6 months from now where Thrifty Fills could be. Thrifty Fills LLC. I'm sorry. That's LLC is now on that.
Copyright that. That's so exciting. You had this vision, and I think I'm just going to say from my perspective, from an outside perspective, you've always put at the forefront of your brand and of your business, staying local and, you know, local support and local support for each other, community support. And you're still doing that even as you're getting, you know, a little bigger, you know, getting a little more official. And so I think that is it's such an inspiration just to see the opportunities and the support system that you can have, you know, and prioritizing going to the right people and, you know, doing that exchange that just not only is you're starting a business, but you're also supporting, you know, someone that you trust, some people that you also want to support. And that's just such a beautiful exchange, I think.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much. I think it's a big step for me as a woman of color and as a business owner. I mean, my fear, like I was speaking earlier, is just a lack of. And so now that I know, it's more power, you know, more knowledge, more power, you know. And so I feel good. I feel great. But thank you. How are you? Tell me what's been going on your side of the woods. Tell me.
Well, I think since we recorded, I have officially graduated from college. So that's pretty exciting. Wow. So almost official. They moved our virtual graduation to August. So I guess, you know, almost completely official. I know it's a new, new thing. Yeah. So that's the biggest thing.
But congratulations. That's a big deal for you, Mary. I just know how hard you've been working in general. And I know that this is something that was a little rough, you know, and especially at the end, not knowing, you know, with certain classes and like internships and just all this crazy stuff. And look at you just pulling through, you know, making it work. And your hair is getting longer.
It is. I wash it once a week, so that's helping. yeah, but you know, that was 6 years of hard work, you know. So to all the people that are taking the longer route to get their undergrad, you know, I think that is a really long and tiring process. And there were so many days where I was working two jobs and trying to have friends and trying to, you know, have a really healthy relationship and trying to also make time for myself and go to school full time. And so I think to people that are doing similar things like that, you know, you're not alone, and everyone, you know, is supporting that drive, and it's hard to keep up, and it's okay to need to take a step back and take some breaks when you need it. But that's about the biggest thing that's happening for me, you know, outside of that, just trying to really explore the times that we're living in, you know?
Oh my goodness. Yes, the times that we are in right now are ridiculous, to say the least, is what I would like. That's all I can really say, that it's ridiculous on all aspect, on all ends, from, you know, I mean, honestly, Mary, we haven't really talked to our listeners in a while about everything. I mean, since the beginning of COVID for us, you know, we had these big ambitions to just come back with all of these, you know, wins with the podcast, and we had our event set up, you know, in April that we wanted to roll out to you guys. And so all of that pushed us back, you know, like COVID really, you know, put a stop on a lot of things and also made us think about a lot of things as well. And for me, I feel like COVID was the tip of like the iceberg for the world. and ever since COVID, I just feel that everything is much needed. Everything needs to be purged. People need to speak their truth. People need to say how they feel, you know? And I think that as a Black woman, it is more empowering for me to speak my truth and to speak what I think is injustice to not only my community, but my fellow people that look like me. And, you know, I just think that as I'm getting older, you know, it's hitting me harder, you know, like when I feel like when I was younger, it was kind of like, this is just the world. But now it's like, as I'm turning these next chapters in my life, like having my own business, you know, becoming a business owner for real, like having equity and, you know, possibly getting a home and like doing all these business brick and mortar for myself, like having all of these ambitions, and then to think that racism is the one reason why, or one reason that I may not be able to do that, is so sickening and disgusting to me that like I can't handle it, you know, like I can't handle it sometimes. Like I really have to step out of the box of this world and like tune into Dominique and to tune into my heart and to tune into my spirit, because I'm angry, Mary.
You should be.
Angry, you know?
Yeah. Because on top of all of that, you know, like feeling those setbacks, I'm sure, you know, I'll let you answer this, but I imagine that people are coming to you being like, what do you need? What do you need? How can you explain systematic racism to me, or little racism? Is this microaggression? Girl. Can you like explain this to me? That was, you know, like just having that on top of everything else that you're dealing with.
Yeah, I think on top of that, I'm just gonna say it, like people having that white guilt of just like, I did, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, like that any of this is happening or has been happening. I just think it's ridiculous that it's oblivious until now. So for people to talk to me and be like, I'm apologetic, it's cool because you're speaking your truth, which is fine. But at the end of the day, like I don't have to respond. I don't have to acknowledge, you know, you did what you needed to do to get off your chest. I'm not here to soothe that for you. I'm here to just be, you know, who I am. And so I see both sides of it. You know, I see, you know, like go for it. Speak, if you feel that you need to speak that, go for it. But I just think in a manner that makes sense to whoever you're talking to, that individual. And I think for the most part, people know me, okay? And they know that my mouth is a little reckless. So I think everybody that has reached out to me has been very thoughtful and mindful of what they're saying. And so fortunately enough, I haven't had any crazy left experiences on the white guilt, but I know a lot of my friends who have. And also working for a corporation, it's really beautiful to see, personally in my corporation, I don't know about everybody else's, but to see the transparency, right? You know, the policy changing, the just ownership and accountability. And I think a lot of corporations, you know, act like this was just another day, or this was something that was just going to blow over. And like, no, racism has been here. And the fact that, you know, like Will Smith said it before, it's just like racism has always been here. It's just now being filmed at this point.
Right. And I think, you know, something that I want, you know, I try to approach with, and what I've been thinking about a lot, you know, with conversations between different races about what's going on is, are you doing this for yourself? Are you doing this to learn? And if you're just apologizing to make yourself feel better, then you really do have a lot of space to learn. You have a lot of space to grow, and you have a lot that you might need to reflect upon within yourself. And there's been times that I've had to do that through this whole process of, am I doing this to save face, or am I doing this because I want to learn and I want to be part of building a better place for everyone. But I think that that's important to have. And as you said, like, that needs to be happening even before this moment. And we, you know, we talked about recording a little earlier on, you know, a couple weeks ago, but we also really wanted to give this moment the space and weight that it deserves. And we think that obviously talking about the environment and talking about sustainable fashion is a crucial topic, but it's also understanding that there's a really big conversation happening right now, and there's a lot of voices that deserve that space. Yours, of course, included, but, you know, as a team, we just kind of wanted to wait a beat and let some of those conversations happen and then come back, you know, full force backing those conversations and bolstering, you know, our voices within that, you know, and really carrying on so much of what's been rolling out the past couple months and just keeping it going. You know, it doesn't need to slow down. It doesn't need to stop, because we both know there's so much more work to be done.
And it ain't gonna stop, Mary. Mm-mm. I love that you brought that point on. I think also too, it was a lot for me, and it was a lot for you. And I think as even with COVID, it was just a lot at the same time, right? Like, mm-hmm. COVID had, you know, in the especially where we're at, we're in Texas, and we're in Austin as well. So like, it feels like we're based from the community with the arts and the music. And so like when COVID hit, it kind of like affected our city in such a drastic way that like it hit all of us, you know, with jobs, with you know, pre-planned events, pre-planned
festivals.
I'm just saying, like, it affected so much of everybody's livelihood and just like everybody's energy that it was really kind of hard to be like have anything to talk about as far as thrifting, because at this point we were so, I at least for me, I'm speaking for myself, like it's hard for me to focus when everything else around me is just a hot mess. So, you know, when COVID first happened, you know, I was like, oh my God, I was transitioning jobs. I didn't know what was going on. And like, mm-hmm. you know, like, am I going to have a job today, or am I not going to have a job tomorrow? And then boom, you know, just set it off with our protesting and, you know, police brutality and like us speaking our truth. It's just a continuing conversation. Like, I just think it was just back to back to back to back. And I feel like for us, like you said, letting it breathe, you know, let us both also reflect on things that are going mm-hmm. on and be able to come back to you guys with a calm spirit, you know, like everybody is, you know, have a lot to say with everything going on. But most importantly, like, through all of this mess, I'm gonna say a lot of beautiful seeds have been planted for the future, right? Like, we're not gonna see this effect until we're 50, right? We're not gonna see movies about what we've done. We're not gonna see anything about what's been going on until the future, because that's kind of how it is, you know? Like, we're setting the tone for Gen Z and them, and how they can see that this is not right. And you can already tell by how they're reflecting. They don't even like designers. They don't care about education. They care about the truth, their voices. And I feel like that revolution is here. That revolution is here.
I absolutely agree. I think you put it so well, just with, I think it is, we're not going to see all this progress, you know, until later. And, you know, it is such a powerful moment that is, it's crossed generations and it's affecting everyone and it can't be ignored. And I think for myself, when I was younger, you know, it was, I think a lot of people might feel this way. I didn't think something like this could happen during my time, especially not, you know, in my 20s. And just seeing, you know, what everybody's doing and coming together, you know, and going out and protesting, which I know both you and I did, you know, we got our face masks and we, you know, grabbed people to go with us and, yeah, you know, went out and we were protesting. And we're going and finding resources and, you know, doing, I think, you know, during this time, it's also important to do personal work, to do physical work, whatever's safest and best for you or most necessary in the way that you feel like you can help the most is really crucial in this time. And that's been really, really beautiful to see the way that everybody just is using their strengths to the best of their abilities right now. So, you know, if they have an immune issue and they're not able to go out and protest right now, they're making these Google Docs that have every resource, you know, put it in their links and in their profiles and talking, having tough conversations with their families. You know, there's all these different lanes that you can take right now. And I love seeing all of them getting filled. And it's so inspiring.
Honestly, Mary, you are hitting it, girl. You are hitting it. You understand? Like, I honestly feel like, you know, I appreciate the people that are literally taking their time to do the research and taking their time to tell their parents, like, hey, this is not okay. This is not all right. Having those difficult conversations and also splitting away from the toxicness of the ignorance. And mm-hmm. that's okay. And people need to understand that that's okay. You know, and mm-hmm. and that, like, moving forward, you're bettering yourself, you're bettering the world by, you know, your knowledge and paying it forward by, you know, spreading that to other like-minded individuals or non-like-minded individuals as well. But yeah, I think this is a much needed catch up for me and you to just really reflect on everything that's been going on. And also, Pete, that the climate's been doing fantastic through COVID, okay? I'm not gonna lie, I lost some facts. But I think I'm going to save it for our next episode just so we can have like a little lighthearted moment. But I do feel that through all of this mess, like I said, little seeds were planted, you know, like knowledge and also too for the climate, it was able to really like heal and breathe. Mm-hmm.
And you know, just to go off of that, you know, I know people that are, now they have the time to garden. I know you've been getting into that yourself, and you know, I've started learning how to, you know, sew with an actual sewing machine because I have the time, you know. So I think that also those are different ways to help the climate right now, is this slowdown that we're experiencing. I know some people think that this moment might be called the big pause in the history books. I don't really know what will be set in stone, but you know, different. Yeah, and I think, you know, there's such a connection between being able to slow down and our environment. So much of our environment is damaged by our obsessive schedules and our need to do things basically instantaneously. We need to get everywhere really fast, and we need to get to many different places all the time. And so think that it's just, it's good to have this moment where we can take our time and we can reconnect to those things that, reconnect to the process of things instead of just the product of the end results of things.
I like that. I think that is a great insight, especially when it comes to even like slow fashion. People are able to really take in consideration of like purging and donating and also making things, repurposing things. And so I think you're right. All of this is a much needed slowdown, a much needed pause on fast life. Fast fashion. Honestly, I don't know if it's been a stop on fast fashion, because I do believe that since, when the malls and everything did shut down for that period of time, a lot of people shopped Amazon. I mean, Amazon is like on the way, or Jeff is on the way to being a trillionaire. I mean, if it continues to hit this, but all I'm saying is that,
Isn't he already a trillionaire? Wasn't he officially... He hit trillionaire status.
What? See, I didn't even know that. But I wouldn't even believe that, though.
We're going to have DJ, our producer and editor, Truth. He's gonna fact check that for us. But yeah, but still, yeah, people, what you're getting at is that people are getting into, and I do this too. This is not, this is not pointing any fingers. I'll get bored and I'll be like, you know what? I want to buy some stuff because my brain is just so ready, to be a consumer. And I gotta slow it down sometimes.
And not only that, though, but understand consumerism, right? Really understand that, people. Just really understand that, right? Because when you really think about it, it's such a sickening, virus, what I wanna call it, because it's based in within the system, advertising, radio, everything that you see, is instant, is, buy me now, because you need it. You really, really need it. And it's like, you really don't. And so, I don't know. I think this is also a good time for us thrifters, us non-consumerism people that are just not trying to feed that, to really practice what we're preaching, and not only practice what we're preaching, but push that for everybody else too. It's do you really need, and also it's making people think, do you really need to go out? You know what I mean? Do you really need to go out and get a dress or a skirt or go to the mall? Because those things are still open. Don't get me wrong. The mall, everything is still open. So it's just a thought of people maybe wanting to just consume, and for what? You're not gonna be able to go anywhere. There's no bars open, there's no clubs open, you know what I mean? It's just a fixation.
Yeah, it's a fixation, and it's a semblance of normalcy, which is, I understand how needed that is and how that kind of just has an instant release and makes you feel a little better. But it is also, there's other things, I have, and there's been times during COVID that I've tripped up on this, but it's so much more rewarding when I do the things that take the time that I have now. I have the extra time to do now. And, instead of continuously lining the pockets of big business, our producer DJ just informed us that Jeff Bezos earned $13 billion in one day recently. In one day.
Are you kidding me?
One what? Day.
Wow. $13 billion? Mm-hmm. Dang. It's dude, all your employees should be eating freaking whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. But they're not. Hence being able to make $13 billion in one day. But what are some some of the things that you've been loving to do, Dawn, that now that you have more time that you never thought you were going to have the time to do in the foreseeable future at the beginning? So Dawn in January had no idea Dawn in July was going to be able to do this thing. But tell us what it is.
I'm gonna go and say like plants, like plant therapy. I do feel like before I never had the time to just really like put time and effort into like seeing them grow and to see them like flourish. And I feel like, I think that's another sign of like patience and like another practice of like, you know, healing and like, you know, watching and giving something else your energy. And I think in crazy times like this, it's fun to just see something grow every single day and to see put something meaningful together. And so like, I've been growing peppers. I've been growing habanero peppers and bell peppers.
Awesome.
I literally recently just had all of my avocado seeds sprout. So I'm going to be planting them soon.
Oh my gosh. And then you're going to give me some, right? And then
yes, duh.
I actually have been looking into doing, I haven't actually experimented with this, but natural dyes, and avocado pits produce such beautiful colors.
Can I just tell you that I'm doing that right now with Love Fats ice cream, and let me show you what I've dyed. You are insane. Like, we are on the same brainwave. So give me 2 seconds because I have to show you.
Show me. I'm so excited. Now that while Dom's going to go grab that, I do highly recommend just going on Pinterest and looking up natural ways to dye things. You can do it with blueberries, avocado pits, all different kinds of flowers. And on a couple episodes ago, we covered a whole bunch of stuff about dyes. And so you can learn more about that on that episode. But Dom is back. So I know the viewers can't see this, but she dyed some really beautiful shirts with avocado pits, and they're just really nice, creamy bronze colors. Dom, how long did this process take you?
Okay, so what the key about doing natural dyes is that you need to have 100% fabric. So what that means is you need to have 100% linen. So linen, 100% Pima cotton, 100% cotton, linen, silk, all of those type of materials dye the best in natural settings. So what we do is we actually, we pretty much bake the avocado peels and dip them in hot water. Mm-hmm. And then we, of course, take the peels, drain the peels from that, and then put all of our clothes in this huge tub, put all of the water over it, leave the tub outside covered, of course, for about 3 to 5 days. Then let them air dry, wash them, and then they're perfect. They you know, because you kind of wash out all the dye, all of the funky stuff. And sometimes they might look weird until after you wash it, they come out like a different color. I'm not even different color, but a different like design on them even sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty fun, and I'm excited to like put that on the website. So I'm doing a special collection of just my natural avocado peels of all of my 100% stuff. And I'm really excited to showcase that, just because that's so funny, because guys, Mary did not even know that I was doing this.
And we haven't talked about this
at all. And she already knew, like, we're on the same page and we don't even know it.
But I'm going to roll back for a second. Okay, tell us about the website. I know about it, but you need to tell the listeners about it, because they're going to want to be able to see these beautifully naturally dyed shirts and everything else you have going on.
Yes. So guys, I'm working on my website. It drops end of August. So
soon.
That's like next month. So I'm really, really excited to show you guys what I've been working on. I've been really taking my time on it because it's like my baby. I mean, this is my company that we're talking about here. So it's going to be shopthriftedfeels.com. You can go right now and put your email in, so you'll be the first to see the website, because they'll send you a special like link to the website. So if you go subscribe to our website right now, shopthriftedfeels.com, you'll be able to get exclusive like 411 on when we drop. So I'm really excited about that. And so that conscious collection will be on the page, so make sure you check it out. It's hand-picked, one of a kind, hand-dyed, like no one else is gonna have this. So
That's something that I think is so exciting, that people are turning back to, you know, that you're helping pushed forward is, you know, things that are a little more unique. And I remember when I was a kid, you know, that was new. You wanted something that everyone had. You wanted the thing that made, like, was copyable. But now it's all about that uniqueness and that authenticity. And I just think that that's so beautiful. And you did such a beautiful job with those shirts. So you need to post them on our story. And I think that, I bet listeners probably want to see your plants too. Let's be honest.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I let me actually show you, Mary, because I've been working on these avocados for about at least almost 2 months.
You guys, I've seen pictures of them and they have sprouts coming out of them and toothpicks. And I haven't ever actually worked on avocados like this myself, so I don't even know what all is going on, but oh my gosh, they have grown so much.
So I have two type of avocados. I literally have the flower, which is like, it's literally blossoming into this like, beautiful flower. It's like this red stem busting out of this avocado seed with like pure white petals. It's really, really beautiful. On top of this beauty right here that sprouted out, it's like literally almost, it's 12 like inches outside of the seed. And then the root is like deep within the water. So like, I was even thinking about maybe doing a cute like little tutorial on thrifting podcast about the avocados. I feel like it's such an eco-friendly, fun little task for people to do. What do you think, Mary?
I was just going to suggest that. We really are on the same wavelength. I was like, you know what? I bet I would like, and I don't want to speak for everybody else, but people listening to this probably want a tutorial on how to do this. I know I want to. So just at least do it for me. And then whoever else wants to tag along absolutely can.
Okay. You know, I can do that for you, girl.
Well, I think that we're basically all caught up with our lives and our inspirations and things that we've been doing.
I think we had a great little conversation to catch up. And I think all we really want to do is say hi to you guys, and we miss you guys, and stay tuned. Okay. Cause we're back.
Yeah. We're going to have another episode coming up soon after this. And we're just going to see where, you know, the rest of this year takes us. I think everyone's learned that you can make plans, and then sometimes those plans have other things going on and you just roll with it. And it's kind of, you know, it's a nice thing to go with. But before we wrap up, do you have any new plugs, old plugs, fancy plugs?
You know, I got a lot of plugs at this point. It's been crazy. If you guys haven't checked through to fills out, it's going bonkers right now. And so all my new plugs, it's really my old plugs. Shout out to you, Mary. Shout out to DJ. Honestly, shout out to Thrifted Feels, man. Like, honestly, yeah. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the brand. I'm proud of what I'm doing. And I'm proud of the people that are around me. So shout out to you, Mary. Shout out to you, DJ. Drops my.
You should be so proud. Well, first and foremost, shout out to Thrifted Feels, LLC.
LLC.
And then the only new plug I have is that I had the privilege of a dear friend helping me put together a website for voter information. It's called unsuppressedvote.com, and there's all different kinds of resources on there. For learning about vote by mail, for reading articles and books that explain a lot of what's going on with voter suppression right now. It is not old, it is not dead, it is alive and well and wreaking havoc on our entire country. And I just want to lead into that with just saying, if you are someone like me, who is privileged and who does not have a lot of issue voting in this country, I think it's important to look around you and see who is not having it quite so easy and what is your part in helping people get that right to vote, whether that is something as simple as just driving someone to the polls, whether that's helping someone, you know, mail in a ballot, whether that's just educating yourself a little bit more, whether that's just making sure you know what's on the ballot before you go. I know that's something I've gotten a little tripped up on before in the past. It's like, oh, I knew like four of these candidates, but past that, I'm kind of, this is kind of a guessing game. And just help each other out, just help each other, boost each other up. And so if anybody is interested in that at all, we understand that a lot of environmental justice goes into social justice, and all of that goes into voting. So that's my only new plug I got going on. So
I love that, Mayor. You're such an awesome woman. I can't take you half the time. Literally, I need that link on my bio. Okay, we need to put that on Home Thrifting Minds podcast. I know it's on the link in the bio, but we need to announce this. Like, did you forget? We're here. We got facts for you.
That's right. We never end with the facts. We're always here with the facts. And we're going to be sharing some resources for Black Lives Matter on our next episode. That's what we're going to be covering a lot of, because that deserves quite a bit of space. Going to be a big topic. And it has been a topic on our podcast for the whole time. You can't separate environmental justice and social justice. You cannot. Do not do it.
At all. Labor is labor at the end of the day. You're doing it wrong. Even corporate labor is slavery. We don't want to get into that, though, do we? But I appreciate you speaking that, because we do need to have that episode, and I'm excited for it. So, hey, I'm excited to listen to you guys and listen to what you have to say in our comments. Please go rate. Please follow us on Instagram. And yes, we've missed you guys.
Yeah, we're so glad to be back, and we will be talking to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Thrifting Minds. Our podcast is produced and edited by DJ Lucas. Our theme song is by Stefan Osei. And we cannot wait to bring you more inspo for thrifting and fashion on the next episode. Stay tuned.